Thank you for joining me again on the Doing Some Life podcast show. On the show today, I'm talking about, well, have a listen. Starting off today with something that's made me laugh, okay? I've literally just heard this on the radio and I thought this was fucking hilarious. You know that geezer, Nigel Farage, him, right? Yeah. Someone the other day in Newcastle threw a milkshake over him, right? And, you know, okay, that was a bit of a daft thing to do, fair enough. Probably shouldn't have done it. You know, if you don't like Nigel Farage, just don't go near him or something, I don't know. But anyway, that's not the story I'm thinking of, right? And, yeah, so this geezer threw the milkshake at him. And then he got arrested for common assault, which was the bit that got me. Common assault. How common is it to have milkshake thrown at you? Not very common, is it? I'm in my 30s now, right? And I've never actually had milkshake thrown at me. Nor have I ever seen anybody have milkshake thrown at them. But apparently it's a common assault. I don't get that. I can't work it out. The terminology is bizarre to me. Yeah, I thought that was weird. The nearest I've ever got was when I was a kid, right? And I was drinking a milkshake in the back of a car, and I think we went over a speed hump or something. And you know them fridge milkshakes are quite thick, aren't they? And as we went over the speed hump, it was like, it sort of like jolted me. And the milkshake went all over my face, all down my top. And... you know, and I was a sensitive, I'm a sensitive soul, and I was more upset that I'd wasted my milkshake, and it was all down my face and my t-shirt, than I was about it being on my face and t-shirt. You know, I wasn't so bothered about being dirty, I was more worried, well, I was more annoyed that I'd wasted my milkshake. So... in a way, the guy who threw the milkshake should be celebrated, I suppose, because, you know, he hasn't got that attachment to the milkshake that he could just go, Nigel Farage, fuck off, and just sort of flick the milkshake towards him. You know, the only way I can imagine that this thing happened, right, I'm kind of imagining it like... people who, like me, like Russell Brand, will know this story of Russell Brand throwing a bag of soup at a Daily Mail journalist. And I kind of imagine this to be in the same sort of way, sort of a, kind of way. And then sort of on the, sort of thrusting it towards them. Maybe. I don't know. Obviously, I wasn't there for either occasion. I haven't seen any footage of either occasion. But that's just how I imagine it in my mind. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not... this isn't me saying that it's right to throw milkshake at people. For me, it seems like a bit of a... How would you say? Like a very small crime. I mean, the guy's got to go caught for it. He's got to be in court because he threw a milkshake at Nigel Farage. If later today, maybe I'm walking downtown, right? And someone just goes, oi, dickhead, and flicks a milkshake at me and it all goes all down me, yeah? Like, I've just got to carry on walking embarrassed. Like, that person isn't going to be arrested for that. But because he did it to Nigel Farage, who's a politician, he's getting, like, sent to court and, you know, and it's a common assault. If someone did that to me, yeah, say, you know, like, I don't know, I walk out my front door in a minute and someone goes, oh, dickhead, and flicks the milkshake at me and, like, it covers me, right? And there was a copper over there, right? That was just going, I was like, do you see what he just did? That's common assault. They go, nah, just go and get changed, knobhead. Go and get changed, you'll be all right. Common assault. Do you know what I mean? It's like different rules for different sorts of people, ain't it? And it ain't just that either, but we're not going to get into that. Yeah, so, you know, I don't recommend flicking milkshake at politicians, is I suppose what I'm thinking here. But I do recommend milkshake. Unless, like me, you're on a diet and, you know, milkshakes is actually a pretty bad thing to have when you're on a diet. I was going to say when you're on a milkshake. So don't have them if you're on a diet. But if you're not, get... And I'll tell you what the best milkshakes are as well. You probably already know this, but I'll tell you what the best milkshakes are. They are the McDonald's milkshakes. Other milkshakes are available, but they are the best ones if you ask me. I could live my life, right, never drinking a milkshake again, if I could have a McDonald's milkshake, I don't know, once a week, then yeah. But, if they said, right, you can never have a fridge milkshake, or is it Yahoo or Yazoo or something like that, you can never have one of them milkshakes, I say, well, that's fine, you know, I'm not that bothered. You can never have a McDonald's milkshake. No, don't do that to me, dickhead. No. I love McDonald's milkshakes. Like I said, other milkshakes are available. But they're the best ones. I hope it wasn't a McDonald's milkshake that he flicked at him. Because actually, that is a proper assault then, if it's a McDonald's milkshake. Because they are really thick. He'd have had to stand there and sort of hold it over his head for quite some time before it started to move, wouldn't he? You just have to stand there and go, hold on, Nige. Hold on, pal. Hold on. It's coming. It might even have to use the straw to sort of start to flick it down. You know? It wouldn't have just been an easy, you know, like if someone was to, I don't know, just flick water at you. That's quite easy, ain't it? That would just splash out. Ugh, idiot. What have you done that for? But a McDonald's milkshake is quite thick. So unless he left it for a while, because you know, like after a while when they go warm and they're like really watery, I don't like them then. I like it when they're fresh and cold. And yeah, that's good. That is good. I'm making myself want a milkshake now. This ain't good. So yeah, milkshake. And all I can think about is, you know that song by that singer, I can't even think who it was that sung it, but that song about milkshake bringing boys to the yard. That's all I can think about. I'm sure there's a joke there about Nigel Farage's milkshake bringing the boys to the yard, but I'll leave that for someone else. Someone else can come up with that. But yeah, so if there is footage of it, I'm gonna have a look and see if there is footage of it. If there is, I'll add an extra bit to the end of this, just because I think that's a comedy crime almost. Like, you remember when that comedian who. What was his name? Simon something. He used to play a character, like, he played a chav character. He used to go, quality! Oh, what was his name now? No, it's gone. But him anyway. Oh, you'll know who I mean. It's going to bug me now. But he, do you remember, he got into a press conference with Theresa May and handed her a P45. See that? Comedy crime. People were livid about it. Oh, how did he get so close to her? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, that is probably a good question. You know, politicians probably should have better security, but... You know, it's a comedy crime. You know, ultimately, you know, there's no long-lasting damage done. Like, you probably don't even remember the bit I'm on about him handing the P45 to her. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. And the same with this, right? It's like when that geezer, actually, like, years and years ago, someone threw an egg at a politician I think he was with the Labour Party, right? Comedy crime, ain't it? But then, and his name has escaped me as well. I'm not very good with these names. But then, the politician full-on punched him in the face. Full-on punched him in the face. And they went, well, he was provoked. What? What? If later, I walk out of my house and someone goes, oi, dickhead, and throws an egg, right? And it splats on me and I go up and thump him one. It's going to be me. I'd be arrested. That's assault. That's a proper assault. Not, oh, well, you were provoked. He threw an egg at you. It'll be, you assaulted him. Get in the back of a police car, please, mate. I don't know if they're that polite. This is from a man who's never been arrested until the end of this episode. So, yeah. It's all a bit backwards, isn't it? all a bit backwards, like, well, not even backwards, just wrong, really. Like, you know, if you're a politician, someone throws milkshake at you, they go to court. If you're a politician, you smack someone straight in the eye, give them a nice big bruise there. Well, he was provoked, don't worry about it. I don't actually know if that was true. I think he might have got in a bit of trouble for it, I can't remember, but I'm just pointing out the funniness of it all, really. That, you know, yeah, another thing about politics, right? Yesterday, I got two things through the post from two different political parties, right? Now, normally, you know, when you get them political things, like, you know, votes of something or other are coming up, you know, I can't be bothered to keep up with it. Some sort of vote's coming up, and I had two things coming through. Now, normally, they just do, like, a generic thing. They just come through your door, like, the Royal Mail get given them, and they just post them through every door or whatever it is, I don't know. Or, you know, people from that party come along and post them through your door. These ones actually had my name on it, like I'd asked for them. Now, I haven't. I ain't ever asked for anything from any political party to be delivered to my house or anywhere for that matter. I ain't interested enough in that, okay? Now that sounds bad, but, you know, I will vote, but in my mind, I already know who I'm going to vote for. So, you know, that's, you know, and the one that annoyed me the most was one of them, with my name and address on it, was from UKIP. Now, I don't know how UKIP got hold of my details, but it'll be interesting to find out, because that annoyed me. I won't go into the conversation I had with my wife about that. I won't relay the comments I made about that. But let's just say, I certainly will not vote UKIP. Ever. Even if UKIP were to, I don't know, say, Dan, if you vote for us, we'll give you £1,000 every day for the next 30 years, right? Never gonna happen, I know, I'm not an idiot. I'm just saying, I'm just giving an example, because that's a lot of money. I would still go, no thanks, mate. You are not the people we need in charge of this country. You are not the ones. Then again, or any of them really, you know. The one I like, and, you know, I don't mind saying this. The one I like is Jeremy Corbyn, actually. I quite like him. Now, you know, and I don't even know if it's a political thing. I mean, you know, the Labour Party, you know, whatever. But what I like about him is he kind of reminds me a little bit of like a drunk uncle at a wedding. Like, he's, you know, he's always got his shirt open, got a bit of facial stubble going on, you know, and he just looks like he might smell of, like, booze, which sounds like the wrong person to vote for, but I also believe in what he stands for as a politician, and I think, you know, the true test would be, you know, let's vote him in and just, you know, and just see if he does what he says he'll do. Because one thing that annoys me with politics is this, right? And it's that they'll stand there and go, right, everyone vote for me. I will do this. I'll do that. I'll make education better. We'll put more money into the NHS. We'll put more money into education. We'll put more money into the police. There'll be more police. There'll be more fire brigade, there'll be more of this, there'll be more of that. And then when it comes to it, nothing changes, does it? We all vote them in, go, right, yes, they're the ones. Then they come in, nothing changes. It's all exactly the same, like nothing had happened. Don't know. Maybe it's just me, maybe I'm just being cynical. But that's how I look at it. And don't forget, everyone, Nigel's Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Thanks for listening. Love you. Ta-da!